弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
让我们大家站起来，然后彼此问安，说早安，说平安。
Let us all stand and greet each other and say good morning and peace.
早安，平安。如果你们有圣经的话，一起翻到罗马书第十三章十四节。
If you have your Bibles with you, you can turn to Romans chapter 13, verse 14.
罗马书十三章十四节。
Romans 13, verse 14.
我们感谢神。借着这个周末，让我们弟兄姐妹们能够一同聚集在一起。
We thank God for giving us this opportunity to gather the brothers and sisters together.
我们早上起来可以有灵修。
And that this morning we can have morning devotions.
平常生活繁忙，真的很难得早上可以起来，借着神的话语亲近神。
In our everyday life, it's actually really hard to find the time.To dedicate and to do morning devotions.
今天在一个安静的环境里面，我们可以与神亲近。
But here in this surrounding, in this environment, we can actually draw near to God.
早上起来，我们可以跟弟兄姐妹们一起唱诗歌敬拜神。
And in the morning, we can be with brothers and sisters to sing praises and hymns together.
我们用我们的口，我们张口赞美我们的主耶稣基督。
And we use our lips to praise our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感受到我们的心灵都被主耶稣基督吸引过去了。
And we can feel that we are drawn in the spirit to our Lord Jesus.
我们这一次退休会的主题就是跟随主的脚踪。
And the theme of this retreat, this year's retreat, is following Christ and His footsteps.
然后要紧紧抓着主的恩手。
And to hold on tight to His hand of grace.
今天我们坐在这里的基督徒。
And today the Christians that sit here.
我想今天在一开始的时候，我们花一点点的时间，我们自己来默想。
So before we begin the message this morning, let us take some time to reflect.
在神的面前默想。
And reflect before our Lord.
什么叫做基督徒？
What does it mean?To be a Christian.
我的身份是基督徒。
My identity is a Christian.
可是基督徒在我跟主之间的关系到底是什么呢？
But what does it mean to be a Christian for you before God?
当我说我是基督徒的时候，主啊，我跟你的关系是什么？
So when I proclaim that I am a Christian, what does it mean in relations to God?
我们说我们是信徒。
We say that we're a believer.
但是信徒对我来说又是什么意义？
But what does it mean to be a believer?
我说我是神的儿女。
I say I'm a child of God.
我在神的面前，我说神，我知道我是你的儿女。
And before God, I say that I know and acknowledge that I'm your child.
但同时我们也知道我们是主的门徒吗？
But at the same time, we also know that we are followers or disciples of Christ.
主，我是跟随你的。
Lord, I follow you.
主，我是向你学习的。
Lord, I learn from you.
昨天刘长老跟我们分享主耶稣基督自己的话语。
Last night, Pastor Alex shared from God's word.
主说你们要来跟从我。
And Jesus said, "You come and follow me.
你们担劳苦重担的要来跟从我。
Those of you that have a heavy burden, you need to come to me.
我就给你们安息。
And I will give you rest.
你们要学习我的样式。
And you need to learn from me.
你们要负我的轭。
And you put on my yoke.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Because my yoke is light.
弟兄姐妹，我们要来到主的面前。
So we need to come before our God.
我们要跟随主。
And we need to follow our Lord.
我们要向他学习。
We need to learn from him.
今天我们看的经文是在罗马书第十三章第十四节。
This morning we will look at Romans chapter 13.
我们一起来读这节经文。
Let's read together.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
好，我们一起读，好不好？
Let's read together.
十四节，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。这段经文讲到，做基督徒，我们要披戴主耶稣基督。
In this particular passage, it tells us that we need to put on our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天信息的题目就是要披戴主耶稣基督。
And the title of this message is to put on Jesus Christ.
什么叫做披戴主耶稣基督？
Well, what does it mean to put on Jesus Christ?
事实上很容易。
Actually, it's very simple.
就是要穿上主耶稣基督。
And it means to clothe yourself with Jesus.
穿上主耶稣基督。
Clothe yourself with Jesus.
在圣经里面，事实上特别在新约里面，我们可以看见很多这样的一个描述。
In particular, the New Testament, we see a lot of this description.
就是要穿上什么，然后要脱去什么。
And you need to put on or take off certain things.
我们很容易想到以弗所书第六章那边讲到，我们要穿上什么属灵全副的军装。
And in Ephesians 6, we remember that it talks about we need to put on the armor of God.
我们可以想到在新约里面，保罗说我们要信主的人，我们要穿上什么，要脱去什么，穿上新人，然后要脱去旧人，是不是？
And remember, Paul said in the New Testament to put on the new self and to take off the old self.
披戴基督或穿上基督这件事情。
So regarding the topic of putting on or clothing yourself with our Lord Jesus.
事实上，神的话告诉我们有两个层面。
Actually, God's word tells us two different points of view.
我们先不看罗马书十三章这一部分，我们先看哥罗西书三章二十七节。
First, let's take a look at Colossians.
Galatians.加拉太书三章二十七节。
3:27。
我们找到了，一起读：你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
这边保罗讲到，如果我们看二十六节，他说：“你们因信基督耶稣，就都是神的儿女了。”
Now earlier in verse 26, it says, "For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God."
这里讲到的是救恩。
Here we're talking about salvation.
当我们因信基督耶稣成为神的儿女的时候
，Once we become sons of God through faith，
也就是说，当我们受洗归入基督的。
In other words, when you are baptized into Christ's name,
我们就是披戴基督了。
Then that means we've put on Christ Jesus.
这个是讲到我们的身份的一个实际。
This is talking about a fact in our position or in our identity.
我们成为神的儿女，我们是有披戴基督的。
When we become sons of God, we put on Christ.
我们所拥有的是主耶稣基督的公义和圣洁和生命。
And what we have is His righteousness, His holiness, and His life.
当我们接受了主耶稣基督，神让我们在他的面前不再受到罪的控告。
So once we received Him and put Jesus on, then we are no longer guilty of our sin.
神当神看我们的时候，他不是看到我们的顶撞他，他看到的不是我们背逆他，他看到不是我们身上的罪，他看到的乃是主耶稣基督的公义和他的生命。
So when God sees us, He no longer sees our sin, our filth, but He sees the righteousness and the holiness of Christ.
这个不是我们的工作。
That is not our work.
这是神的恩典。
That is God's grace.
这个叫做称义。
That's what's called justification.
神称我们为公义的。
God sees us as just and righteous.
这是我们在主耶稣基督里面所有的身份，是一个实际。
That is a fact, and our identity in Christ.
可是当我们来看罗马书第十三章的时候
，But when we go back to Romans chapter 13,
保罗说总要披戴主耶稣基督。
Here it says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在对谁说这句话
？Now who is Paul speaking to?
在第十一节的时候，后半段我们看到保罗说：“因为我们的得救现今比初信的时候更近了。”
In the second half of verse 11, it says, "For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed."
保罗是在跟信徒说话。
So Paul here is speaking to the believers.
可是信徒不是已经披戴基督了吗
？But didn't we say, "Well, believers have already put on Christ"?
所以保罗是不是说，你们这些披戴基督的人，你们要披戴基督
？So is he saying that those of you that belong to Christ need to put on Christ？
他怎么好像有点矛盾呢
？Is there a conflict or a contradiction？
不是
，No。
他是讲到两回事。
Because he's talking about two different things。
我们在主耶稣基督里面的身份，这个实际是我们已经披戴了基督。
So the fact and our identity in Christ is that we have already put on Christ.
这是我们得救的时候神所赐给我们，我们有主耶稣基督的公义，我们有他的圣洁，我们有他的生命。
And that is already given to us when we first received Christ. We've already put on His righteousness and His life.
可是弟兄姐妹，作为一个基督徒，我们要有主耶稣基督生命的实际。我们要有基督徒生命的实践。
But for us as God's children, we need to have the practice of putting on Christ.
我们有了实际之后，我们需要去实践。
Now, once we already have our identity and our position, we need to practice it.
弟兄姐妹，我们拥有主耶稣基督的人，我们是披戴的主耶稣基督。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, those of us that belong to Christ, we've put on Christ.
你知道当神看我们的时候，神看见的是主耶稣基督。
Now when God sees us, He sees Christ.
可是当你我看我们自己的时候
，But when we look at ourselves,
我们知道我们不是像主耶稣基督那样圣洁公义。
We know that we're not like Christ in holiness or in righteousness.
我们自己看自己生命的时候，我们看到我们仍然是受到罪恶的诱惑。
When we look at ourselves, we see that we're still tempted by sin.
甚至我们看见我们自己不但是受到罪恶的诱惑，我们还是在罪恶当中生活。
Not only if we're tempted in sin, we're sometimes still living in sin.
老我应该要死去了，可是老我人就在我的生命当中。
The old self should be put to death, but we still see our old self remain.
旧人应该已经脱去了，穿上新人，可是这个新旧我是混杂的在穿的。
We should have put off the old self, but we see a mixture of the old self and the new self.
所以我们虽然在身份上，在实际上面，我们有主耶稣基督，但是神告诉我们说，我们在实践上面，我们仍然要把主耶稣基督穿上。
So although we have the identity and the position of Christ, putting on Christ, we still need to practice.
这个叫做成圣。
What that means is sanctification.
我们要不断不断地成为圣洁。
We need to become more and more holy.
这是一个基督徒属灵生命成长的描述。
Now that is the process of a Christian maturing spiritually.
我们有一个身份，我们有一个实际。
Now we have an identity and a position.
可是神所赐给我们的祝福，弟兄姐妹，不是我们因为信主，所以死后可以进天堂而已。
So it's not just when we receive Christ after we die, we can just enter into heaven.
事实上，如果这是我们所要的而已，那我们所向神求的那个祝福就这么一点点。
If that is what we're, the only thing that we're seeking, that is just a very small blessing from God.
你想想看，进天堂有什么好处？
You can start thinking, well, what is so good about entering into heaven?
你到天堂你做什么？
What will you be doing in heaven?
在天堂上面是享受神的同在。
Up in heaven, you are enjoying the presence of God.
在天堂里面是能够跟主耶稣基督面对面。
And up in heaven, you can be face to face with our Lord Jesus.
在天堂上面是不再受到罪恶的阻拦，使我能够完完全全合乎神的心意去过一个属神的生活，然后荣耀的生活。
So up in heaven, you're no longer bound by any temptation or any sin, but you are living a life that pleases God and His will and in glory of God.
去天堂不是整天看电视啊。
So when you're up in heaven, is you're not just watching TV all day.
整天看漫画。
Or reading comics.
整天翘着腿喝。
Or put your feet up and drink.
喝柠檬冰红茶。
Lemon iced tea.
这不是一个神，这不是天堂的生活。
That is not the life in heaven.
可是神给我们的祝福，当我们信主之后。我们虽然肉体人在这个地上，但是神天国在天国里面生活的那个滋味，神已经让我们尝到了。
But it is actually the life that is like in heaven here on earth. He's already allowed us to experience it.
而这个生命是要得到成长的。
And that life needs to grow and mature.
这个生命是要越来越丰富的。
And that life needs to be more and more fulfilled.
这个生命是越来越荣耀的。
And this life.Is more and more glorified.
到了我们见主耶稣基督与他面对面的时候
，Until the day we see our Lord face to face，
我们是完美的丰富，完美的荣耀。我们跟他是在爱里面的亲近。
We will be completely fulfilled, and we will meet Him face to face in joy.
而这个生命里面所有的学习、所有的经历、所有的祝福、所有的挑战，一切的一切。都是神所赐给我们灵命成长里面的祝福。
So all the experiences and all the lessons and all the blessings will be complete in a pack, all packaged together completely when we face him, when we meet him face to face.
这个叫做成圣。
That is the process of sanctification.
照有些人说，当基督徒不容易。
Well, a lot of people say, "Wow, being a Christian is not easy."
啊，属灵的生命要成长不容易。
It's challenging to have spiritual maturity.
我知道大家说属灵的生命要成长，要得喂养。
And I know that in my spiritual life, I need to grow and I need to be nourished.
那灵命要成长，要得喂养，要怎么做呢？
Well, how do I grow and how do I get nourished?
你要读圣经。
Well, you need to read the Bible.
你要祷告。
You need to pray.
你要参加教会的聚会。
You need to participate in the activity.
啊，甚至要参加不但主日聚会，你要去团契。
Not only Sunday worship, but also fellowship.
你要参加查经班，你要参加主日学。
And also Sunday school and Bible studies.
哦，你还要参加祷告会。
And then also prayer meeting.
这样还不够。
That's not enough.
你的灵命真正要得到成长，你还要服事。
If you really want to grow, you also need to serve.
真的是不容易。
Wow, that is indeed difficult.
可是弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
记不记得昨天刘长老跟我们讲耶稣怎么说啊？
Well, do you remember what Alex? Pastor Alex taught us.
哪种人得安息？
Who receives rest?
是那担劳苦重担的人得安息，对不对？
It's the people that are that labor and are burdened.
可是我们要在主里面得真安息，我们是要去负他的轭。
But those of you that really want rest, you need to take on Jesus' yoke.
我们要顺着神的旨意去做神的事。
We need to submit to God's will and do His work.
你知道，我们认为属灵的生命的成长，这一切的一切是这么的难。
Well, if we see that it's so difficult in maturing spiritually,
你知道真正难的是什么？
Do you know what's the real difficulty?
是没有从主耶稣基督那边而得来的安息，可是我们在这个世上劳苦。
It is not receiving the true rest from our Lord Jesus, but actually being burdened with the challenges and the difficulties of life on earth.
我说我是基督徒，我已经是一个属主的人。
I say that I'm already a Christian, I belong to God.
我在身份实际上已经有主耶稣基督了。
And in my position, my identity, I already have Christ.
可是我不实践我这个生命。
But I don't see it in practice in my life.
生命当中所有一切的压力，生活当中所给我一切的难处，我还是自己在承担。
So all the challenges and the difficulties of life, I still take it on as my own burden.
我没有安息。
I do not have rest.
那个才叫做难啊，弟兄姐妹。
That is what's difficult, dear brothers and sisters.
是不是？这是一个无解的谜啊，是一个 paradox.
It's a paradox.
可是虽然是无解，但是我们是可以去经历它的。
But even though it may seem like there's no answer, but we can experience it.
为什么神要跟我们说，你们已经信主耶稣基督、披戴主耶稣基督的人，还要再披戴主耶稣基督呢？
Well, why does Paul here say that even though you have already put on Christ, to continue to put on Christ?
中国人的父母
Chinese parents
爱孩子
love their children
不比其他种族国家里面的人爱孩子更少
and not any less than other ethnicities.
可能还更多
or maybe even more. They love their children even more.
只是他不说而已
It's just that they don't express it.
对不对
Is that true?
你父母怎么爱你啊
How does your parents love you?
你吃饭了没
Did you eat yet?
你衣服穿得够不够啊
Do you have enough clothing?
然后可能你有没有钱花
Or do you have any money?
对不对我们说来穿件衣服吧。
Says, okay, here, put on some clothes.
他这样算不算穿上了
？Does it seem like I put on clothes?
有衣服啊。
There's clothing.
可是没穿上。
But haven't put it on yet.
你给孩子衣服的时候，孩子怎么样
？When you give your children clothing.
不用啊。不用。
They don't use it.
不冷啊。
It's not cold.
你还是拿着吧。
Oh, just take it with you.
把衣服带上吧。
Just take the clothing with you.
Okay.
Okay, they strap it around their waist.
穿上了。
I've put it on.
有了。
I have it.
是不是？
Is that so?
神说，你们已经穿上了主耶稣，你们已经披戴了主耶稣。
Well, God says you've put on Christ. You've already clothed.
可是你有没有？
On Christ.
穿上。
But have you really put on Christ?
夹克就是要这样穿的嘛。
This is how you put on a jacket.
怎么绑在腰上呢？
It's not for wrapping it around your waist.
有人这样子描写。
So, people illustrate it this way.
美国的职业篮球大概是全世界水准最高的。
In American Basketball League is probably the highest standard for all basketball measures.
那里面每一个打球的人都是世界顶级的篮球选手。
Every single player is probably one of the best in the world.
我们看他们打球的时候，我们可以批评谁打得不好，谁打得怎么样。可是他们没有每一个人都打得比我们好太多了，是不是？
And when we watch them, we criticize them for how they're playing, but in reality, they're all better than us.
现在全世界篮球大概打第一的叫做 LeBron James.
Today, probably the number one player is LeBron James.
他现在要来 Lakers 打球。Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's about to come to the Lakers.
当你打球的时候，你代表你的球队打球，你要穿上球衣，对不对
？So when you go in a game, to play for a team, you have to put on the team's jersey.
LeBron James 现在打球要穿 Lakers 的球衣。
So now when LeBron James has been added to the Lakers roster, he needs to put on the Lakers jersey.
可是是不是穿上 LeBron James 球衣的人都可以像他一样打球啊？
Well, is it when you put on LeBron's jersey, do you play like LeBron?
你有没有看过人穿他的球衣？
Have you seen other people put on
his jersey? 后面写 James.
In the back, labeled James.
前面是很漂亮的 Laker 的黄色，对不对？
And then in the front, it's the Laker color.
你穿着那个球衣就可以打球了吗？
Can you play once you put on that jersey?
你说我属于湖人队，我属于 Laker.
And you say, hey, I'm a part of the Lakers.
可是你没有 Laker 的实践啊。
But you don't have the identity and the position as a Laker player.
我们有主耶稣基督的人，神已经将主耶稣基督的生命，将他的公义，将他的圣洁赐给了我们。
Now those of us that have already received Christ and put on Christ, we're already in the position and the identity, and so we have Jesus' righteousness and holiness.
可是我们生命追求的目标是那神已经赐给我们的。
And that pursuit of life is already what God has given to us.
你知道神给我们的恩典是我们猜不透的。
Do you know the blessings and the grace that has been given to us is something that we cannot fully comprehend?
神先将他那最美好的礼物完完全全的赐给我们。
God has already given us that perfect gift.
可是我们不知道这个礼物有多好。
But we don't fully understand how great this gift is.
可是当我们顺着他的旨意，我们不断地披戴主耶稣基督在我们的生活当中，在我们生命里面，我们就慢慢慢慢，我们就发现到神赐给我们的是这么的美好，这么的惊喜。
But when we submit to his will and we put on and practice, put on Christ, then we can experience the blessing and his grace and we will realize how great and how exciting it is.
当我们第一次 Apple 出 iPad 的时候
，You know when Apple first released the iPad，
我们拿有人送我们一个
，Someone gave it to us as a gift。
这个很漂亮。
And we say, wow, this is beautiful。
可是你发现怎么按一下这个东西，我可以跟他讲话
？And then when you realize, wow, when you press this button, you can actually talk to it。
他还会跟我讲话。
He'll actually talk to me。
他可以帮我打字。
And he can type for me。
他可以让我看电影。
It allows me to watch TV.
然后你发现，原来我花那么多钱买这个东西，我用到它不到10%的功能。
And then you realize, actually, once I have this device, I only use about 10% of its features.
可是你越用，你越发现它所给你的好处。
But when you use it more and more, you find all of the benefits more and more.
为什么神要把他全备的救恩在主耶稣基督里面就这样子赐给我们？
Now, why has God already given us all the goodness packaged together with Jesus?
因为神要赐给我们能力去遵行他的旨意。
Because God has empowered us to submit to his will.
什么叫做穿戴主耶稣基督？
What does it mean to put on Christ?
什么叫做穿上主耶稣基督？
What does that mean?
就是我们要能够有这个能力去为主而活。
It is the power and the ability to live for Christ.
我们能够有这个能力在人的面前代表主耶稣基督。
It is having the power and the ability to represent Christ.
我们要能够穿上了主耶稣基督，我们才可以真正的荣耀神。
It is only after you've put on Christ.Then you can glorify Christ.
我们只有真正穿上了主耶稣基督，我们才可以跟邪恶抵挡。
It is only after you've put on Christ you can go and battle against evil.
我们只有穿上了主耶稣基督，我们才可以将我们生命里面那些罪还有诱惑可以抵制他们。
It is only after putting on Christ you can resist the temptation of sin.
我们看罗马书十三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
你看第十三节
Verse 13.
行事为人要端正，或说行事为人就是要适当，好像那行在白昼的人一样，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进基督，总要披戴主耶稣基督。
It says says, let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是说给信徒们听的。
Now this is speaking to the believers.
你说基督徒怎么会有这些问题呢？
Well, you may ask, well, how can Christians live like this?
真正的基督徒不可能有这些问题吧。
The real believers should not have issues like this.
至少我没有这个问题啊。
At least I don't have problems.
我不荒宴醉酒。
I don't participate in orgies.
我不好色邪荡。
I don't participate in
sexual immorality. 我不增进嫉妒。
And sensuality or quarreling and jealousy.
真的吗？
Is that true?
真的吗？因为我知道我有这些问题。
Because I know I deal with these issues.
所以我知道你没有这个问题。
That's why I know you also have these issues.
是可能有等级的差别。
Of course, there are certain degrees.
可是我们不能说我们没有这个问题。
But we can't say and proclaim that we don't have these issues at all.
荒宴醉酒是什么？
Orgies and drunkenness, what does that mean?
那是极度的纵欲的去享受娱乐。
That means, pursuit of pleasures to the highest degree. Yeah.
这里讲到的是包括沉迷于任何事情，迷上了，你说是看电视连续剧，你说是看韩剧，你说是打电动玩具，你说是喝酒，这些都是沉迷。
So those are all addictions, whether if it's video games, Korean drama, TV series, anything that you're addicted to.
这是极度的要为自己的肉体上面的这种情欲去满足。
That is fulfilling, pursuing the pleasures of the flesh.
我们现在不要想别人。
So let's not think about anyone else.
你不要想说我家里有人是这样的。
Don't think that, oh, I have someone in my family.
你要想你我自己是不是这样的。
You need to think about, well, am I like that?
好色邪荡。
Sexual immorality and sensuality.
我们怎么可能好色邪荡呢？
There's no way that we participate in sexual immorality or sensuality.
可是有没有人沉迷于色情的杂志上面，或在网上看色情的事情？
But is there any one of us that are addicted to pornography or watch things that are inappropriate on the web?
你说不要讲的那么程度那么的深，可是今天有没有我喜欢看的那些连续剧或者是电影？
Well, maybe it's not just to a degree of watching pornography, but maybe even movies with inappropriate content.
那里面的男主角就是这么高这么帅。
And the male actor is just so good looking.
他该有肌肉的地方就有肌肉，不该有的地方就没有。
He has muscles all in the right places.
然后他的 That's right, right places 很重要啊。然后他对女生就这么的温柔。
And he just treats a woman so good, so well.
他就了解女人的心。
And he understands the heart of a woman.
然后那女主角呢？
What about the actress?
永远都是这么的漂亮。
She's always so beautiful.
这么的温柔。
And so gentle.
这么的体贴。
And caring.
啊，好像不太需要装扮，都是美美的。
And it seems like she doesn't even be made up. She's just so beautiful.
然后呢，不管剧情需不需要，总来点床戏。
And then even though the storyline doesn't need it, but they still put in a sexual scene.
为什么我们在看这些东西啊？
Why are we watching this?
这个跟色有没有关系？有。
Now, is that related to sex?
这个跟情欲有没有关系？有啊。
Is it the same thing as sensuality? Yes.
我们没有在外面去跟人家犯奸淫的事情。
Even though I haven't committed adultery,
可是我在我的思想里面有没有跟人家犯奸淫呢？
But have I committed adultery in my mind?
我没有实际上对我的配偶，或者是我不该看的人，心里面有这种思想，有没有这样的情形啊？
Have I had these sexual thoughts of another person?
哎，我是基督徒哎。
Hey, I'm a Christian.
有没有这个问题啊？
Now, do you have similar issues?
不要震惊嫉妒。
Don't participate in quarreling and jealousy.
你知道原文里面那个震惊就是吵架。
In the original language, quarreling just means disagreements or arguments.
你跟人吵架吗？
Do you argue with people?
在外面买东西。
purchase things outside?
听哦，美国 Black Friday 的时候，为了要买便宜货打架的。
So you hear of events during Black Friday, people getting into fights for buying things.
你去店里，你跟他说我要买你那个减价货，他说我们现在不减价了。
And you go to the store and you say I want to buy this thing on sale, and they say, oh, it's no longer for sale.
我说我这边有一个 coupon， 明明就是说减价的。
Well, tell them I have a coupon here that says it's on sale.
他说对不起，那 coupon 上面你过期了。
And they say, well, that coupon has already expired.
你乱说什么？我捡好了 coupon， 你叫你的 manager 过来。
And you say, ridiculous. Call your manager.
在家里面。
What about in your house?
可能在外面都温温和和的。
Maybe outside, you're very gentle.
很有修养。
Easygoing.
家里面呢？
But what about in your home?
夫妻之间吵不吵架？
Do you argue with your spouse?
不过恩爱的夫妻都会稍微吵一点架。
Of course, loving marriages always have couples that argue.
可是有吵架吵到是犯罪的，你知道吗？
But you know that there may be fights in the marriage or arguments that are in sin.
我们兄弟姊妹之间吵不吵架？
Now, do we have quarreling and arguments among siblings?
孩子跟父母吵不吵架？
What about children with their parents?
不是只是有不同的意见而已。
It's not just a difference in opinion.
是那个吵到那个怒气是冲到脑子里面去呢。
It's to the point where you are in anger and in rage.
那是吵到自己已经失控了。
It's arguing to the point where you have already lost self-control.
我想说什么我就说什么。
I'll say whatever is on my mind.
因为我不高兴，我就要讲到那最刻薄、让你最伤痛的话。
Because I'm already at the level I'm going to use words that hurt you.
我是基督徒哎。
Hey, but I'm a Christian.
可是为什么我会做这种事？
But why would we do things like this?
为什么我会嫉妒人？
Why would I be jealous of anybody?
为什么我看别人的家庭，我就觉得他有的，为什么我没有？
Why would I look at another family and think that, oh, how come he has things that I don't?
为什么我要跟别人比较？
Why do I need to compare myself to others?
哦，他有的我也想要。
What he has, I also want.
我总觉得我不够。
I always think that I don't have enough.
老是要跟别人比较，老是要看别人，然后就气恨、气愤那个比你更好的人。
I always compare myself to others, and I hate the other person for having more than me.
我已经是基督徒了。
But I'm already a Christian.
我已经是蒙恩得救的人。
I've already been saved.
为什么我还是在这些事物上面、罪恶上面徘徊？
Why do I still deal with a sin like this?
因为我没有穿上主耶稣基督。
Because I have not yet fully put on Christ.
在那种时刻当中，在我们面对人、面对事的时候，我没有穿上主耶稣基督。
Because in those situations like this, where I'm dealing with this type of issue, I have not put on Christ.
我记得我高中的时候。
I remember once in high school.
我有一个妹妹。
I have a younger sister.
不是她不是在我高中时候有的妹妹。
Not a sister that I have.When I'm in high school.
是我有一个妹妹。
Is that I have a younger sister.
然后我记得在高中的时候。
And I remember that when I was in high school.
啊，那个时候，我灵命开始成长。
Now during that time, I've experienced spiritual growth.
就像你们很多里面的人一样。
And similar to a lot of you.
我跟我妹妹差十一个月。
My younger sister is about 11 months.
哦，十三个月。
Oh, 13 months.
我妈很厉害，没那么厉害。十三个月。
13 months.
我们感情很好。
I actually have a really good close relationship with my sister.
意思就是我们常常吵架。
What that means is we argue.
从小吵到大。
We argue since childhood.
所以很亲。
So that's why we're very close.
老惹我生气。
She always makes me mad.
全世界里面最会让我生气的就是我妹。
Out of everyone in this world, she's the one that makes me the most.
她知道怎么样让我生气。
She knows how to push my button.
现在不会了，现在我们很好。
But now that we're grown up,
高中的时候不一样。
But in high school, it was.
她那天不知道弄了什么我什么东西。
And then during that time, I don't really remember what she did.
大概是到我房间拿了什么我不想要她碰的东西，或者是她说了一句话我不高兴。
She must have taken something from my room without my permission, or said something that upset me.
那我是做哥哥的，我就一定跟她说你不可以这样子。
So as an older brother, of course, I told her, you can't do this.
她就无所谓。
And she didn't care.
有什么不行？
Why can't I do it?
我可能还甚至说我们做基督徒的。
And I actually even explained, well, because we're...
哦，做基督徒又怎么样啊？
I said, well, what is, does it matter if I'm a Christian?
我很气。
Of course, I was angered.
我就讲了，我对他讲了一些很重的话。
And I said things that are heavy.
那他就不高兴，他就不跟我说话。
So of course she was upset and she didn't speak to me.
就那天下午呢，我心里面就我觉得圣灵就一直在责备我。
But that afternoon, I felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
第一次。
The first time.
因为神就说啊，你要去向你妹妹道歉。
And God says, well, you need to apologize to your younger sister.
那你要去饶恕她。
And you need to forgive her.
这个我们有没有听过啊？
Have you heard of all this?
你们都懂对不对？
Y'all understand it.
圣经是不是告诉我们要饶恕人呢、啊、
？The Bible tells us, teaches us that we need to forgive.
但圣经上说要饶恕哪一种人呢、啊、
？Well, what does the Bible say? What type of people should you forgive?
那种可爱。
Those that are lovable.
那种已经向你道歉。
Those that are ready apologetic to you.
那种容易饶恕的人。
Those that are easy to forgive.
是这样吗
？Is that what the Bible says?
不是。
No.
要饶恕的人就是那个让你最气的人。
Those you need to forgive are the people that upset you the most.
那是不可爱的人啊。
It's those that are not lovable.
可能是不该被你饶恕的人。
Or even people that you shouldn't forgive.
所以我知道那是圣灵的感动。
That's why I know that it's the conviction.
我说真的吗？
And I asked, really?
那件事情上是他的错耶。
But it's her at fault.
我知道我没错。
I know I'm not at fault.
可是神说你怎么没有错？你也有错。
God says, "How do you know?"
但问题是，你要有神的样式，你要去跟他道歉。
But the fact is, you need to have the image of Christ, so you need to apologize to her.
可能才十六岁。
At the time, I was about 16.
我在那边祷告大概半小时。
So I prayed for about half an hour.
心里面征战纠结。
And I was struggling and conflicting inside.
我妹那时候已经跟朋友玩去了，她已经忘记了，她很高兴。
Well, my younger sister probably forgot all about it. She's already out playing with her friends.
我要去跟我这个常常一起吵架很亲密的这个妹妹，我要去跟她道歉。
And I need to go to my younger sister that upset me and apologize to her.
我跟她说，妹妹，我实在是不应该这样子说你，这是我不对，我要向你道歉，请你饶恕。
And I said to her, please forgive me. I shouldn't have said what I said.
你知道我那时候想，这是一个属灵的胜利啊。
You know, I thought to myself, wow, that is a spiritual victory.
圣灵感动我，那我们这兄妹一定这感情就合得像什么一样子，我可以有一个属灵的经历。
So because the Holy Spirit convicted me and I followed and submitted, then it would all be a perfect ending.
可是她好像无所谓。
But she didn't actually care.
她说，哦，OK，好。
She just said, oh, OK.
我在神面前，我想，怎么不是让我想象那个样子呢
？Then I ask God, well, how come it's not what I pictured?
可是你知道，弟兄姐妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
成圣的道路是一点一滴累积下来的。
The process of sanctification comes in small steps.
我们要更像主耶稣基督，我们是一点一滴的累积下来的。
Now, in order for us to be more like Christ, it's things like this that accumulate.
我不是一个很容易求人饶恕的人。
I'm not a person that is easily apologetic.
Or I don't easily ask for forgiveness. 因为大半的时间我不觉得是我的错。
Because for the most part, I never think that I'm at fault.
如果我真的觉得我错，我觉得我应该可以求人饶恕。
Because if I thought that I'm at fault, it should be easy for me to apologize.
但是问题是，我的错是我自己看不见。
But the problem is, usually when I'm at fault, I can't see it.
我前一阵子才跟我的太太求饶恕。
Just a while ago, I asked my wife for forgiveness.
但是我是为过去十年的事情求她饶恕。
But that was for something that I did 10 years ago.
因为我发现我从来没有求她饶恕过。
Because I realized I've never asked for her forgiveness.
我感谢神，圣灵光照我。
I thank God for showing me.
在那个时候，我要在神的面前问我有没有披戴主耶稣基督。
So at that moment, I need to ask, have I put on Christ?
如果我披戴的主耶稣基督，我跟人之间的关系应该是怎么样啊
？If I put on Christ, what would the relationship be like with others?
有在不久之前跟一个弟兄我们在闲聊。
So not long ago, I was talking to a brother.
结果讲一讲，我发现这弟兄蛮低沉的。
And after speaking with him, I felt that this, this brother is probably at a low point or sort of depressed.
讲一讲，发现原来他是在生他太太的气。
And actually, after a while, I realized that he was mad at his wife.
我跟他说，你何必要生他的气呢？是无所谓的事情。
So I told him, well, why are you upset at your wife? It's just something small.
他也同意这是无所谓的事情。
And he also agreed that it's something that's small.
然后我们就讲完了，但是过几分钟，他回来跟我说，我去跟我太太道歉了。
Then after a while, he comes back to me.
我没有跟他讲要道歉。
I apologized to my wife.
他说我去跟他道歉。我说为什么你跟他道歉呢？
Then I asked him, why did you go apologize to her?
他说因为我不高兴的时候，我给他看脸色。
He told me that because I
gave her a severe look. Severe look. And it hurt her. 他说我道歉。那时候我感谢谁。
So that moment, I thank God.
因为在那刹那之间，我们看见了就是这个弟兄，他是披戴着主耶稣基督。
Because at that moment, you see that this brother put on Christ.
有一个弟兄不久前才信主受洗。
There's a brother that became a believer not long ago.
公司里面同事之间他们相约要一起去玩。
And a couple of his coworkers, set up an event to go out.
他们决定的地方是 Las Vegas.
And the destination that they came up with was Vegas.
这弟兄来问我。
So this brother comes to me and asks me,
基督徒可不可以去 Las Vegas?
Can Christians go to Vegas?
啊，你们笑的人都是去过的，是
吧？ Those of you that are laughing have been there.
所以你们想知道吗？
So do you guys want to know the answer?
基督徒可以去 Las Vegas.
Yes, Christians can go to Vegas.
最好不要去。
It's better if you don't.
如果你有别的选择，可以去别的地方。
If you have other options.
但是你基督徒，你去哪里？跟你有什么关系呢？对不对？
But as a Christian, it doesn't matter where you go.
但是我跟他讲，
But I told this
我说你们的同事要去 Las Vegas， 我很清楚这一群不信的人要去 Las Vegas， 他们要做什么。
I can picture that all of these coworkers, that are non-believers, the why they would go to Vegas.
因为他又跟我讲，
Because he told me.
这一次我们同事相约出去玩啊，不带配偶的。
And this event,that my coworkers are setting up, we're not bringing our spouses.
那我心里面就又沉下一截了。
Then I've sunk in a little.
所以我就跟他讲，不是不能去，但是你自己在神面前，你既然有这样的一个疑问，你要把你自己的心态调整对。
And I told them that, I didn't tell them you can't go, but you have to come before the Lord and have the right heart.
他说，因为这群都是很好的同事、很好的朋友，我会跟他们去。
And he told me that these coworkers are all very good friends of mine, and I'll go with them.
但是呢，我一定会划清自己的界限，哪里该跨，哪里不该跨。
But I will have boundaries. I will know where I can go and where I won't go.
结果果然第一天他们晚上去的第一个娱乐节目就是去脱衣舞店。
And the first place that they went as they arrived in Vegas was, a strip club.
他说他就跟他的一个最好的同事，他说今天晚上我不跟你们去。
So then he told his coworker and said, "I won't go with you."
那这群同事就在问呐。
So then these group of coworkers asked him,
怎么他不去呢？
How come he's not coming along?
结果原来他们就说，哦，他因为他现在是基督徒。
Then they said, "Oh, it's because he's a Christian."
这个弟兄跟我说啊，之前就是还没信主之前。
Now this brother says that.Tells me before he became a Christian.
他说可能我也不是很喜欢去这种地方。
And in reality, I may not even enjoy going to places like this.
但是我陪他们去，我无所谓嘛。
But if I go with them, it doesn't matter.
那就算我真的不想去，我可能就找个什么借口，头痛啊，或什么东西，我就不跟他去。
And if I really don't want to go, I may just come up with an excuse and say I have a headache. I don't want to go with you.
可是今天我跟他们说，我是因为找到了救主耶稣，今天我是基督徒，我不跟你们去这一套。
But now that he's become a Christian, his answer to them was, "It's because now I've received salvation from Christ. I can't go to these places with you."
今天他是披戴的主耶稣基督，跟他一群不信的同事在一起。
So today he's put on Christ and made the decision not to follow along with his coworkers.
因为主救恩的这个实际在他的心里，他可以在他的生活当中实践出来，完全不需要去掩盖。
Because this position and identity he has in Christ, he no longer needs to cover it.
因为他披戴了主耶稣基督。
Because he has already put on Christ.
这个跟信主之前的差别是很大的。
So that's a big difference, compared to before he was saved.
这个是在灵命的成长的道路上面是跨出一步可观的一步。
Now that's a big step in the process of sanctification.
但是这不是因为他说基督徒不能去 Las Vegas 而觉得自己属灵。
But it's not because he thinks that he's not allowed to go to Vegas because he's a Christian and it's not a spiritual thing to do.
我们现在在家庭里面对许多的孩子常常会产生一个在家里面一个很大的问题。
So there may be a big problem in today's household.
那就是孩子沉迷于这个手机上面的玩电玩。
And that is our children being addicted to mobile phones or tablets.
我是一个会沉迷于电玩的人。
I'm also a person that is easily addicted.
我从高中的时候，电脑刚出来的时候，有游戏的时候，我就跟我的朋友真的可以玩整天整夜的人。
In high school, I'm one of those that can play computer games all day and all night.
我们一人一台电脑。
Me and my friend would all have our own computer.
单色的荧幕。
Monocolored.
Monochrome.
Monochrome.
Yeah. You don't even know what that is. 然后我们比赛看谁得分多。
And then we would compete who would get the most points.
一打就是整夜。
And then I would play all night.
大学时代一样。
Similarly in college.
结婚以后也是这样。
And even after getting married.
可是我跟我太太讲。
But I told my wife,
我是一个不能碰电玩的人。
I cannot touch these games.
我不碰可以。
I cannot, I'm okay if I don't touch it.
我不一定会去想说要玩。
I won't think about playing.
可是一旦有的话，我就沉下去了。
But once I have it available to me, then I will get addicted again.
我太太很爱我。
Well, my wife loves me.
那时候刚结婚。
We just got married.
第二年。
Our second year,
因为他很爱我，就想说，你既然你这么爱玩电玩，这是你的嗜好，我送你一台电玩吧。
Because of her love for me, she knows that I enjoy playing these games. I'll give you a gift.
你知道你现在如果问他的这个决定，他是怎么回答吗
？If you ask her now, what she feels, how she feels about this decision.
这是我一生所做最错误的一个决定。
And she'll let you know that that is the worst decision she's ever made.
因为从买了那个电玩以后，我们两个人之间的亲密时间。
Because even after getting that computer,
the console game console,
game console, our relationship.
No, our intimate time, our quality time.
Quality time
就是他坐在我旁边看我打电动。
Our quality time together has become.Her sitting next to me, watching me play these games.
可能有一百小时。
It's about 100 hours.
我玩电动的时候啊，就是没有披戴主耶稣基督。
So when I play these games, I have not put on Christ.
我还是起起伏伏。
I still go up and down.
有时候太太提醒我。
Sometimes my wife reminds me.
圣灵感动我。
Or the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
把所有的 game 都从电话上面 iPad 上面去掉。
Deleted all of the games on my mobile devices.
过一阵子啊，事情多了，累了，想要休息，就放一个 game 上去玩了。
So after quiet time or slow time after a busyness, I'll install another app.
不是不能玩 game.
Okay, the issue is not playing games.
而是你有没有沉迷在里面。
It's whether if you're addicted or not.
我相信我们当中的年轻人都没有人愿意沉迷。
I believe that all the young people in our midst don't want to be addicted.
问题是我们要了解这个游戏是给我们带来什么样的一个影响。
But we need to question ourselves, well, what kind of impact do these games have on my life?
我们穿上了主耶稣基督，有了他的生命，有了他的公义，有了他的圣洁。
We've already put on Christ. We have put on His righteousness.His holiness and His life.
我们生命有了一个改变。
We have a transformation in our life.
我们生命的方向转变了。
our direction and purpose in our life has changed.
我们生命的价值改变了。
And the value we put on our life has changed.
当别人看我们的时候，不只是看到我，看到的是我的主耶稣基督。
Now when others see me, they no longer see myself, they see our Lord Jesus.
所以我想要直接跟我们当中讲英文的弟兄姐妹讲几句话。
So I'd like to speak directly to some of our young people.
English-speaking brothers and
sisters. English-speaking brothers.
我们教会 definition young people 是六十岁以下，然后年长的是二十岁以上。
So in our church, our elderly is 20 years and above.
And the youth is 60 or younger. Okay. A lot of you love the Lord.
里面有很多人很爱主。
Even at your young age, you love the Lord.
在你们这么年轻的年纪，
你们就很爱主。
你们就很爱主。
We see that.
我们可以看得见。
We know that faith and that love is genuine.
我们知道你的爱心跟你的信心是真的，真实的。
And I know that sometimes you look at your parents.
有的时候呢，你们看你的父母。
Sometimes you look at the older folks in the church.
或是看到年长在教会里面年长的人。
You will feel that they're not spiritual.
你可能会感觉到他们的灵命好像没有在改变了。
You feel like they don't love God as much as you do.
你会感觉好像他们没有你那么爱。
You love to serve in the church.
你很爱服在教会里面。
You love to spend time in the church.
你喜欢在教会里面
But your parents don't.
可是你可能你的父母不这样子认为。
Brothers and sisters, you not ought to feel that way.
可是你不应该这样子想。
Scripture calls us to live out Christ.
圣经上面教我们要把耶稣穿上。
You need to put on Christ.
你需要把耶稣穿上。
Let your parents see how Christ is changing your lives.
让你的父母可以看见。耶稣怎么改变你?
Let the brothers and sisters in the church who are older than you see how Christ has been put on in your lives.
让在教会里面的年长的人可以看得出来，耶稣怎么改变你的生命。
That's your singular focus.
这是你
唯一需要定义去做到的一件事情。同样的。
Similarly,
the same thing goes for the. 对父母来说也是一样。
It's the same thing for you parents.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
教导儿女做属灵的榜样，是你们在主内要披戴主耶稣基督的一个责任。
Teaching your children.Is your responsibility, and it is your responsibility to put on Christ.
当我们看我们自己的孩子，觉得他们在教会长大，说自己是基督徒又爱服侍，可是就觉得他们不像样。
When we see your children loving the Lord and serving at church, but we see them that they're not behaving correctly.
我们第一个要问的是，我自己在神的面前，我有没有披戴主耶稣基督，让他们看见呢
？So the first thing before criticizing them is you need to ask yourself.Have I put on Christ in front of them?
弟兄们
，Dear brothers，
做丈夫的
，Husbands，
你的婚姻在主的面前是你的责任。
It is your responsibility, before God, on how you, your marriage is your responsibility before God.
在神的面前，当神看着你的婚姻
，When God sees your marriage.
神要求负责任的是你。
God holds you accountable.
因为你是一家之主。
Because you are the head of the household.
因为你是你太太的头。
Because you are the head to your wife.
如果你有不好的婚姻，是你的错。
If you have a bad marriage, you are held accountable.
这不是对你讲，而这是对我讲。我跟你们是在同一条船上的人。
It's not just speaking to you. I'm on the same boat.
太太心灵上受到伤害，太太觉得生活上面没有得到供应，太太觉得从你那边得不到认定，这都是你的责任。
It is your responsibility when your wife is unhappy or feels insecure or is not spiritually growing. That is your responsibility.
在神的面前，在你太太的面前，你有没有穿戴上主耶稣基督？
Have you put on Jesus before your wife?
当你妻子看见你的时候，她爱你，但是她能不能看见主啊？
Now when your wife sees you, does she love you and see Jesus?
在家里面，在教会里面，我们做男人的有没有披戴上主耶稣基督？
Now in the household or in the church, those of us men, have we put on Christ?
不容易。
It's not easy.
可是是必定要做到的。
But it's something that we must do.
因为我们遵守神的旨意，走神的道路，我们才能在主耶稣基督里面得到真安息。
Because it is only when you submit to Christ is when you will receive true rest.
我们如果推卸这个责任，
if we push this responsibility away,
今天我们讲男女平等，叫夫妻平等呢。
Today we speak of equality between men and women.
我一家和不和乐，婚姻和美不美满，这不是我一个人的责任，我跟我太太一起分担。
The happiness in a marriage is not just I'm the only one that's held accountable, it's both parties.
教会里面谁来带领，谁来服侍，谁来教导神的话语，大家一起分担，为什么一定要我来做？
Now in the church, those of serving, teaching, why everybody should step up. Why is it just me?
可是弟兄们，
But brothers,
神给我们的托付是什么？
What is the responsibility given to us by God?
是我们自己在肉体里面，我们去为肉体安排，而不去顺从神的心意，还是说我们要遵行神的心意，我们要披戴上主耶稣基督呢？
Do we plan according to our flesh, or do we put on Christ and plan accordingly? And submit to his will.
妻子们，
to the wives.
神的话语怎么教导我们？
What does God's word teach us?
我们要爱主。
We need to love the Lord.
我们要让丈夫在我们身上看到主的荣美。
We need to allow our husbands to see the glory of God in our life.
不是我们叫他去更爱主。
It's not us forcing them or instructing them to.To love the Lord more.
是让我们的丈夫，让我们的孩子在我们身上看见主耶稣基督。
It's allowing our wife and our children to see Christ in us.
我们要怎么让人看见主耶稣基督？
Well, how do we allow others to see Christ in us?
还是这么一句话。
It's just this one word.
我们要亲近神的话语。
We need to read God's word.
我们要让圣灵借着神自己的话语向我们说话。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us through His word.
我们要跟随主耶稣基督的带领。
We need to follow the leading of our Lord Jesus.
你知道我们不是只跟主耶稣基督站在一起。
You know, we're not just standing together with Christ.
主耶稣是一直在带领我们走的。
Our Lord Jesus is leading us.
我们有没有跟上他的脚步？
Have we followed his footsteps?
我们有没有抓着他的手说主你带着我走？
Have we held on and held on to his hand and said,
主啊，你的话语是宝贵的。
Do we say that your word is precious?
主，你的圣灵向我感动的时候，我就抓住你的应许，我就跟着你走。
When the Holy Spirit convicts me, I hold on to your hand and follow you.
我要让人看见我是有主耶稣基督的人，我要把主耶稣基督穿上。
I need others to see Christ in me. I need to put on.Our Lord Jesus.
我的灵命要得到成长。
My spiritual life needs to mature.
我要越来越像主。
I want to be more and more like Christ.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
神的话说你要披戴主耶稣基督，你愿意吗？
God's word says we need to put on Christ. Well, are you willing?
如果你愿意的话，你就要求主耶稣基督。
Well, if you are willing, you need to ask our Lord Jesus.
让你能够将他穿上。
So that you're able to put him on.
不是只是在身份上面，不是只是在实际上面，好像有这样的一个信心的确据，而是在我们的生活当中，能够实践，能够经历他的带领。
So it's not just having a concept of having this position and this identity in Christ, But is rather living out and practicing it in your life.
我们唱诗歌说主耶稣基督你的荣美的圣名。
Now when we sing the hymn, your beautiful, Jesus Christ, what a beautiful name.
你这有大能的圣名。
It's a powerful name.
你的名字是我的挚爱。
Your name is
my deepest love and aspiration. 可是我们的生命当中是不是如此彰显神主耶稣基督名字的大能呢？
But in my life, is Jesus holding that great power?
我们不能，可是主可以。
We're not able, but we know that the Lord can.
我们不能，可是圣灵可以。
We're not able, but we know the Holy Spirit can.
所以我们要有神的话，我们要有圣灵的引领，我们要借祷告亲近神。
So we need to read God's word. We need to follow the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
And draw near to Him. 因此我们就做得到。
Then we will be able to do so.
我们必须要做得到。
And we need to be able to accomplish that.
可是当我们做到以后，我们是在主耶稣基督带领之下进入他的安息。
And after we've done all that, then we can enter into Jesus' true rest.
请我们一起低头。
Let us bow our heads. I know there's people that's in our midst.
你知道你的情形。
You know the situation that you're in.
你知道你在你的生活里面，你需要对一个人去求他的赦免。
You know that there's someone in your life that you need to ask forgiveness from.
你知道在你的生命当中有需要被你赦免的人。
And you know that there's people in your life that you yourself need to forgive.
在我们当中，我们有人知道。
And we know that there's people.
我对我父母不敬不孝。
That have dishonored parents.
我对我父母说话没大没小。
I was disrespectful to my parents.
我知道在我们在当中有人对子女非常的失望。
Also, there's people in our midst that are disappointed in their children.
我知道我们在座有人觉得生活非常的空虚孤独。
There are people that feel lonely in their life.
虽然我们是基督徒。
Even though we are Christians.
可是我们知道我们没有活出主的样式。
That we know we have not lived out that new life in Christ.
我们在主的面前，我们要披戴上主基督。
And before our God, we need to put on Christ.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你在神的面前你有这样的一个心意
If you have the willing heart before God,
你说我要在我的婚姻上披戴主基督
And you say, I want to put on Christ in my marriage.
我要在跟我兄弟姐妹之间，家里面的人，跟父母，跟兄弟姐妹之间的情感上面，我要披戴主基督。
And you say, I'm willing to put on Christ in the relationships in my family between my parents, children, or my siblings. I'm willing to put on Christ.
你说我在灵命的成长上面，我要跨大步，我要披戴上主耶稣基督。
And you say that you're willing to take.A big step in the process of sanctification to put on Christ.
你说我要更像我的主耶稣基督。
And you say you want to be more like Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我请你在神的面前，你可以从你的座位上起立。
Would you please stand?
我为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是爱我们的神。
Because you're a God that loves us.
我们还不完全明白 认识你的爱的时候，你就已经拯救了我们。
And before we can fully understand the love that you have for us, you've already saved us.
当我们认识了主耶稣基督，了解了你的拯救和你的爱。
Once we've come to know our Lord Jesus and received your salvation and your love,
我们发现在身份上面，我们是属于你的人。
Then we know that we belong to you.
可是我们仍然在探索当中。
But we're still in the process of seeking.
因为我们还不完全了解什么样叫做披戴主耶稣基督。
Because we don't fully understand what it means to put on Christ.
我现在看见了。
But now I see.
我在我生命当中的罪。
The sin that I have in my life.
我对你的顶撞。
The rebelliousness I have.
我婚姻里面出现的不满。
The unhappiness that I have in my marriage.
我家庭里面的需要。
And the needs that I have in my family.
我个人在作为一个神儿女的见证上面的短缺。
And the shortcomings that I have in my testimony for you before man.
我做丈夫没有像属神的人一样。
And as a husband, I have not been a good example.
可是我愿意披戴上主耶稣基督。
But I'm willing to put on Christ.
我做妻子的，做母亲的，我没有披戴上主耶稣基督，但是我愿意。
As a wife and as a mother, I have not put on Christ, but I am willing.
主，我在你的家里面，我服侍不够。
In your household, I have not served enough.
我不懂得在你的面前担责任，去服侍别人。
I do not know how to take on the responsibility to serve others.
可是主，我愿意披戴你。
But I am willing to put on Christ.
主，你看见我们弟兄姐妹们的心。
Lord, you see the hearts of brothers and sisters.
主，我们一心就是为了你。
We're united in one spirit.
我们是信心微小的人，求主你添加我们信心。
We are a people of little faith, but please add and increase our faith.
主，我们是太容易依靠自己的人，求你帮助我们，让我们能够依靠圣灵。
We're a people that rely on ourselves too easily. Teach us to rely on the Holy Spirit.
主，我们是对你的话语了解的这么小的人，求主你帮助我们，让我们能够看见你话语里面属灵的真理。
We are people that don't fully understand when we read your word, but allow us to fully understand the spiritual truth in your word.
主，让我们在座的每一个属于你的儿女都能够从你那边蒙福。
And your children be blessed by you.
主，求主你大大的浇灌你的祝福。
May you pour out your blessing to us.
让世人，让我们的家人，让我们教会的弟兄姐妹看见我们是有主耶稣基督的。
So that everyone in this world around us, including our family and the people in our church, can see you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.